Welcome to the deep dive. Ever get that feeling? Like you're really putting in the work, building something, you know, a career at a company, but there's this little voice in the back of your head saying it could all disappear overnight. And not because you messed up or anything.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's the reality for so many people these days.
It really is. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. We're going to be looking at some super interesting ideas from this marketing consultant, Art Munoz. He's got this newsletter, Revenue Like Clockwork, and he's got some strong opinions on this whole thing.
Right. And what I find really fascinating about Munoz is how he just cuts straight to the core of this big disconnect, you know, in today's work world. He talks about this contradiction, this clash between what companies say and what they actually do. Like they talk about loyalty, building a great culture for employees. And a lot of people genuinely feel that. They feel connected to their work and their company. But then all of a sudden, priorities change and those same employees can find themselves out of a job, just like that.
Yeah, and Munoz, he doesn't just talk about this in some abstract way. He shares a personal story right at the beginning of his newsletter. He joined this company. Everything seemed stable, you know, felt like he was part of something. And then boom, within a month, a hostile takeover happens. Everything gets flipped upside down from the top down. And the thing that really got to me is that this wasn't even the first time this happened to him. He went through some massive layoffs at a previous company too.
Wow. So it's like this pattern, this recurring thing.
It really makes you think, right?
Yeah,
this whole
yeah.
idea that your job is secure. It's not some rare event anymore. It's becoming more and more common.
Exactly. You can be a top performer one day and out the door the next.
It's almost like there's this bait, like Munoz says.
Yeah.
Companies invest in team building, talk about shared values, make you feel like you're all in it together, you know, all in the same boat.
Mm.
But then suddenly the boat starts sinking.
Yeah.
And not everyone has a life vest.
Yeah, that's a powerful analogy. And it seems like mid-career professionals are particularly vulnerable in these situations.
You're right. Why do you think that is?
Well, Munoz digs into the economics of it. Mid-career professionals, they're usually earning higher salaries, which makes sense. They've got more experience. But when companies are trying to cut costs, those higher salaries can make them a target. You know, suddenly their experience and knowledge, the things that made them so valuable, they become a liability.
It's kind of a cruel irony, right? The more you invest in your career, the more you become a potential cost to cut. And there are some stats in the newsletter that really back this up. It's interesting, a lot of people, a majority even, say they feel loyal to their companies. But then a big chunk of those same people admit they'd jump ship if a better opportunity came along.
It shows you how fragile that whole loyalty thing is.
It does. And when you break those numbers down by generation, it gets even more interesting. Munoz points out that millennials and Gen Z, they've got a totally different view on this whole long-term employment thing. They don't expect to stay at one company for their whole career. They're not even sure they want to.
Right. It's just not part of their worldview. The whole traditional model of mutual loyalty, you know, employee and employer sticking together through thick and thin, it's fading away.
So, okay, we painted kind of a bleak picture here. Corporate disloyalty, mid-career professionals feeling vulnerable, loyalty becoming a thing of the past.
Yeah.
What's the solution? What's this self-insurance idea that Munoz talks about?
Well, his main argument is that you've got to be proactive. You've got to create your own safety net. And he says the best way to do that is to build your own solo consulting brand. He actually talks about advice he got from his mentor, Dr. North, who said, basically, if you're good enough to give advice and guidance in your own department, if you're someone whose absence would leave a big hole, then you probably have what it takes to be a successful independent consultant.
I like that way of thinking about it. It's like, if I disappeared tomorrow, would my team be lost without me?
Right. If the answer is yes, then you've got something valuable to offer.
And the benefits he lists for going solo are pretty compelling. You know, having autonomy, being your own boss, being able to set your own schedule, work where you want. Plus, there's the potential to earn way more than you would in a traditional job.
Exactly. Location independence, unlimited earning potential. It's a pretty attractive proposition. But I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, okay, that sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do it? How do I go from being a corporate employee to a successful solo consultant?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. What specific steps does Munoz recommend?
Well, the first thing he emphasizes is packaging your unique expertise. He says you got to look at your track record, you know, all those years as a specialist, as an individual contributor, as tangible intellectual capital. Think about those projects where you really made a difference, the innovative strategies you developed, the results you achieved. He says the key is to productize all that experience, to turn it into a service that you can offer to other businesses. It's not about your current employer anymore. It's about defining your value in a way that stands on its own.
So it's about taking all that knowledge and experience and turning it into a product, basically, something you can sell.
Exactly. And then, he says, you've got to build a strong personal brand. And he's not just talking about a logo or a website. He's talking about the story of your expertise. You've got to get yourself out there, online and offline, share your insights, become a thought leader in your field. He uses this great metaphor. He says you need a neon sign that tells people what you're all about, what you know, and what you can do for them.
So it's not just about what you've done, it's about how you communicate that to the world.
Right, you're creating your own reputation independent of any company.
Got it. So package your expertise, build your brand. Mm. What else?
Well, the third thing he stresses is diversifying your income streams. He's very clear about the risks of relying on just one source of income, one employer. As a solo consultant, you have the opportunity to have multiple clients. Maybe you do some speaking gigs, create some online courses, get referrals. The more diverse your income, the more secure you'll be.
That makes a lot of sense. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. And then he talks about something that I think is really important, especially for people who've spent their whole careers in the corporate world. He says, you've got to let go of this idea of lifelong corporate loyalty. It's a myth. Companies are not loyal to employees anymore, so you can't expect them to take care of you. You have to take care of yourself.
So it's about shifting your mindset. It's not about waiting for your company to give you security. It's about creating your own.
Exactly. And finally, he talks about the importance of relationships. Networking, building connections with people in your field, mentors, even people outside your industry. Your network is your lifeline, he says. You've got to nurture those relationships because you never know when you might need them.
It's like building a support system.
Right, and a source of opportunities.
So all of this is super relevant for anyone who's thinking about going solo. But Munoz is particularly adamant about mid-career professionals taking action.
Oh yeah, he's very direct about that. He says, if you're in that stage of your career, the time for waiting is over. He really stresses the urgency, especially for people who have more experience, because they're often the ones who are seen as expendable when companies are looking to cut costs.
Right. Their experience can actually work against them.
He even uses this phrase. He says mid-career professionals have a bullseye on their foreheads. It's pretty harsh, but it gets the point across. Don't wait for the layoff to happen. Start preparing now.
So what does that preparation look like? What concrete steps does he recommend?
Well, he says you've got to educate yourself, learn about consulting, learn about personal branding, learn about online marketing. He even plugs his own newsletter and forum, which makes sense. Then he says start building your own platform, like a website or a blog, and of course, network like crazy. And he emphasizes the importance of getting your finances in order, you know, paying down debt, building up savings, basically creating a financial cushion so you can weather any storms that come your way.
So it's a combination of building your skills, building your network, and building your financial security.
Exactly. It's about taking control, becoming the architect of your own career, and not leaving your future in the hands of a corporation.
That's a powerful message.
It is. And Munoz wraps up his whole argument with this really inspiring thought. He says, you can't control what a corporation does, but you can control your own story, your own career path. Building an independent path isn't just about having a plan B. It's about creating a professional identity that can't be taken away from you.
You're not disposable anymore.
Right. He calls solopreneurship an insurance policy against corporate disloyalty. And he ends with this really strong statement. He says, in your own solo venture, you'll have the only place where you'll be invaluable.
So to sum it all up, what we've learned from Art Munoz is that in today's world, especially for mid-career professionals, creating your own solo consulting safety net is more important than ever. It's not just a good idea. It's essential for your long-term security and well-being.
And to leave you with one final thought, what are the skills and experiences that you built up throughout your career that could be the foundation for your own independent practice? And what's one small step you could take today to start packaging that expertise and creating your own invaluable space?